When probation closes, July 28. The final end of sin. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. God has not revealed to us the time when this message, the third angels, will close, or when probation will have an end. Letters have come to me asking me if I have any special light as to the time when probation will close, and I answer that I have only this message to bear, that it is now time to work while the day lasts, for the night cometh in which no man can work. When Jesus rises up in the most holy place, and lays off his mediatorial garments, and clothes himself with the garments of vengeance in place of the priestly attire, the work for sinners will be done. The probation of all closes when the pleading for sinners is ended and the garments of vengeance are put on. The case of every soul will have been decided, and there will be no atoning blood to cleanse from sin. Then the restraining Spirit of God is withdrawn from the earth. In that fearful time the righteous must live in the sight of a holy God without an intercessor. The restraint which has been upon the wicked is removed, and Satan has entire control of the finally impenitent. Satan will then plunge the inhabitants of the earth into one great, final trouble. As the angels of God cease to hold in check the fierce winds of human passion, all the elements of strife will be let loose. The whole world will be involved in ruin more terrible than that which came upon Jerusalem of old. We have no time to lose. We know not how soon our probation may close. Christ is soon to come. When probation ends, it will come suddenly, unexpectedly, at a time when we are least expecting it. But we can have a clean record in heaven today, and know that God accepts us, and finally, if faithful, we shall be gathered into the kingdom of heaven.